The former Health Secretary Wes Streeting has said he's prepared to launch a campaign to oust Sir Keir Starmer as early as next week. He said the paralysis within the Labour leadership would have to be resolved if the party wins tomorrow's by-election in Makerfield. The Labour Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, is hoping to win the vote which would allow him to launch his own leadership bid. But Sir Keir has insisted he will fight to stay in office. Newsnight's political editor Nick Watt reports.
Wes Streeting has set out a tentative timetable. He is prepared to move against the Prime Minister, possibly within a week, if Andy Burnham wins the Makerfield by-election. Mr. Streeting told Newsnight that if that happens, the Prime Minister should be given space over the weekend to consider his future. If Sir Keir does not resign, then Mr. Streeting would be prepared to end the uncertainty and paralysis by standing. The warning from Wes Streeting came as sources close to the Prime Minister told Newsnight that Sir Keir had a leadership campaign structure in place in case there was a challenge.
A full list of candidates in the Makerfield by-election is on the BBC News website. A retired British couple whose yacht came close to a Russian warship which fired warning shots in the English Channel have described the incident as surreal. Jane and Alan Kelvey were sailing south of the Isle of Wight. Speaking to Victoria Derbyshire on Newsnight, Jane Kelvey said the warship gave an initial five-blast horn.
We immediately turned 2 degrees to port so that they could see we'd made a deliberate change of course. A minute or so later, they gave another five blasts on their horn, immediately followed by 4 to 5.
President Trump last Sunday. Five men have been charged with planning to assassinate people at the Ultimate Fighting Championship event. Jeremy Clarkson has revealed he's been diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer. He hasn't revealed which type of cancer he's suffering from, but said it had been detected early and he would begin treatment. England will finally get their 2026 World Cup campaign underway this evening when they face Croatia in Dallas 6 days after the tournament officially began. Up to 15,000 England fans are expected to travel to the match. England's head coach, Thomas Tuchel, is promising effort and courage from his players.
We feel ready to go. Now you arrive in the playing venue. You arrive in Dallas. You see the fans outside the stadium. This is where the excitement really kicks in because you feel okay. Now it really starts. What you prepared for.